Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got a bit of a follow-up here from Sarah. She was on a previous episode of LSAT Demon Daily with our man, Matt Dumont. The title of that episode, if you want to find it, was called From 141 to 161. Sorry, From 144 to 161, Sarah's LSAT Success Story. So Sarah made a 15-point improvement. If you want to hear that story, you can find that episode. We have an update, though, from Sarah. Go ahead, Ben.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. Something funny happened! Exclamation point. For one of the schools, the scholarship calculator projected I would get a full ride to, I got denied to. That is, drumroll, Penn State Dickinson. Interesting. I wasn't leaning toward going there anyway, but I thought this part would be a silly fun fact to share on the pod. Okay, since I haven't been in touch in a while, I also wanted to update you on how my admissions journey is going. My stats are 161, 3.56. I am not sure if this is oversharing, but there is no one else I'd rather overshare with than the people who gave me the tools to earn admission and these scholarships. I got a full ride from Hofstra and New York Law. NYLS also offered a stipend for textbooks. For Pace, I got a 40K, 50K a year. What does that mean? Two numbers? I don't really understand that. Drexel, I got a 35. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So for Pace, Sarah got 40,000. Yeah, $40,000 scholarship for a tuition that cost 50. Okay, got so it. Really your cost is 10 grand. Drexel, I got a 35K out of 51K.
16 grand.
16 grand. And Brooklyn, I got a 49K out of 68K.
18 grand. No, 19 grand.
19 grand. Okay, Seton Hall, my alma mater, only got 30K out of 60K yearly. So sad, frowny face. Besides Pace and Hofstra, the conditions of the scholarships are mainly to remain in good standing. Pace and Hofstra are conditional upon staying in the top 50%.
Ooh, that's tougher than it might sound, you know, potentially tougher than it might sound. Schools sometimes do some shenanigans too, right? Like they could put all the scholarship kids in the same section. And then if they did that, put all the scholarship kids in the same
section.
They
know they're losing half.
Yeah. By definition, 50% of them would not be in the top 50%. So yeah. Look at the schools carefully. Go to the 509 for Pace. Go to the 509 for Hofstra and see what percentage of their scholarships actually do get reduced or eliminated. Like, you know what the conditions are, but it can also be helpful to see if these are the kinds of schools that routinely take away scholarships.
Yeah.
That might help you decide.
Absolutely. I'm just thinking about this. You have to understand the game you're playing here. And that is that once you accept a school and commit to it, you've lost 95% of your leverage.
Oh,
the
yeah.
only 5% that remains is your willingness to walk away.
Yeah.
So they know they can do this, right? If you lose your scholarship after your first year, what are you going to do? Well, you're probably going to pay full freight and keep going to school. So, and they know that. So where am I leaning toward? I am waiting still on Cardozo, but leaning towards Rutgers. I live in New Jersey, and considering the cost of housing and debt from my master's, it looks like it's coming out to the cheapest and most practical option.
Debt from your master's doesn't change based on what school you go to. So I'm not
sure. You're making a decision on the margin, not based on your current
situation.
Yeah, that shouldn't
be part of the analysis, but okay, go ahead.
They gave me 7K out of 27 in state. So it's still going to cost you 20 grand. I thought you had an option up here that was 10 grand. Well, I guess Pace's conditional scholarship makes it less.
And living expenses, right? Like she's from Jersey. Maybe she's going to live at home or something.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm going to accepted students day on Friday to see if it's a fit. I don't think there's any value in going to the school.
Well, yeah.
I'm worried that what happens is some stupid reason becomes the reason to go. Like, oh, I really liked how the library looked. That doesn't have anything to do with your success in law school, the amount of money you're going to pay. I just don't want people to get distracted. And you know how these things are set up. You said you're going to accepted students day. They're going to make it the best day ever.
Oh, it's a sales pitch.
Check out this class.
Oh, yeah.
Check out this class with this professor. Oh, isn't she like...
Yeah, and they're going to be super friendly to you in the admissions office, and you're going to be like me. You know, I made a dumbass decision to go to Hastings because, oh, well, this guy Christian in the admissions office, I mean, he's super friendly. You know, smash cut to me a few years later realizing that that guy was just straight up bullshitting me, you know, just definitely lying to me. And also, you never see that guy again once you enroll because that he's on to the next crop of suckers. He doesn't give a shit about you anymore once you're actually enrolled in the school. So, yeah, these admitted students days, I mean, it's you're trying to be sold something. You're going into the den of the beast, you know, to see they're going to just make you feel comfortable as much as they can.
You know, it's funny. I'm thinking about a picture I saw a long, long time ago. So, I think a lot of times when people think about information, they think generally more information is better, right? And it's like, hey, I go to this accepted students day and hey, there might not be a lot of stuff there, but I'm going to get a little more information. Maybe that's enough to help me make a decision. But I think of this picture I saw a long time ago where they had a duck amongst a bunch of plants, right? And then they showed me another picture. I don't know why I was looking at it. This is like a psychological test or something. Not for me, just like I was reading online. And they take away all the plants and bam, you can see the duck right away, right? It just stands out. It's like, oh, well, there's the duck. But if you put all that stuff around it, you can't see it very well. And I think that's what can happen when people start focusing on fit.
And let me guess, like, in your analogy, the duck stands for how much money does it fucking cost to go to this school?
Exactly. The thing that actually matters, right? But all this other stuff is going to distract you. And it's like, oh, but I like the leaves and I like the... No, that stuff is going to get in your way of what really matters. Anyways, just be careful.
Yeah.
Sarah continues. NYLS is second in line, but getting to the city is chaos on a good day, so I can't help but worry about the bad ones. Both schools, I would take the train. I'm thinking if Rutgers feels good to like a good fit to apply for private scholarships.
She's thinking if Rutgers feels like a good fit, then she could apply for private scholarships, which that's some bullshit that schools lie to you
that's
about.
That's what I was pausing on. Yeah. It's like these things are $1,000, $2,000.
The only scholarships that actually matter are the tuition, the gigantic tuition discount. I mean, they control a dump truck full of money. And, you know, they're either going to dump that dump truck on you or they're not. And that's it. And it's these private scholarships you might have better chance recycling cans or whatever.
Oh, it's the weeds that are hiding the duck. It's like, oh yeah, go over there. Check that stuff out.
Yep.
I'm curious if you would recommend trying to negotiate for lower, or is that bad for a state school?
What? You should always negotiate. You should always ask for more money. What do you mean, is it bad? Lawyers don't care about like offending people or like what? Lawyers are always going to ask for more.
Yep.
And then they say, we don't negotiate scholarships. And you say, well, I understand that you don't negotiate scholarships, but I was just wondering if I could tell you some of my concerns. Could I meet with you to share with you some of my concerns? And then they have to say yes. And then in that meeting, you impress upon them how important money is to you. And you ask them nicely to reconsider their scholarship offer.
Or have you ever made an exception like this before or anything similar along those lines? Yeah. And once they give you that extra discount, by the way, they're never going to remember you again.
No.
It's Sarah's, not like they're going to be holding it against you like, oh, she's the one who got that extra.
they're
going to respect you, actually.
Is it bad for a state school? I mean, you're acting like state schools are somehow in the public interest or whatever, right? Like, oh, well, they're not for profit. I mean, that's a state school. They're still just trying to make money. That's all that it's all this is. They're selling you a very expensive product, and it don't buy their bullshit of like, oh, but it's a state school. I don't, They're a state school that I think has made you a worse offer than some of these other not state schools. Like, they just, they want more money out of you than Pace does. So why would you choose them over Pace?
That's big, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's in-state tuition, but who gives a fuck? The only thing that matters to you is what your cost is going to be. So you're going to pay them $20,000. You were only going to pay Pace $10,000. What's your argument for paying $20,000 instead of paying $10,000?
I mean, you do got to keep the conditional scholarship in mind, but yeah.
What's right, the point? Yeah. You got to look at that, yeah, for sure. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, she continues, if so, in my case, which offers would you use to make a case? A close friend of mine currently goes to Rutgers, and she has very much enjoyed her experience. As long as the environment is a fit, this is a decision I'm content with. A perk is no NCBE for New Jersey. Oh, that's that test, right? Or this is the character test. A 1L character and fitness class takes its place.
Who gives a shit? Yeah, that's a dumb thing to be thinking about, Sarah. Man.
Oh, that's more weeds, right? That's more like, oh, but look, you don't have to worry about this. No one cares. That doesn't affect anything.
What is that? What? That's like one day. I mean, you're going to maybe study a little bit for the exam if you have to take it, but it's an exam that everybody takes and everybody passes. So who cares?
It's very easy. It's like, are you allowed to sleep with your clients for the numeration? No, you're not.
Using money out of a client's trust fund to pay for your own drug habit. Good yes thing or, no? or bad thing? Yeah.
Bad. Allowed or not allowed? All right. She continues, though this factor is not driving my... I'm glad it's not driving
you
your decision.
You shouldn't be mentioning it. Yeah.
It should not be a factor right. at all.
Yeah.
Okay. She concludes, hope all is well for both of you and everyone at the Demon. Thank you again for all the tools you have given me to succeed. Yes, of course, Sarah, and thanks for putting in all the work and taking your chance with us. I would say, understand exactly how much money you're going to have to pay Rutgers and figure out how much you're going to have to pay these other schools. I know that you know the conditional scholarship may not be ideal at Pace, but you don't need to talk about that when you're talking to Rutgers. Just say, hey, look, I only have to pay 10 to go to Pace, and I would love to come to your school, but is there any way you can help me out? Right. Same with Brooklyn, right? Brooklyn's 19 and Drexel is 16. So you're paying more than all three of those schools. You can bring up all of them, but I would focus on Pace.
Yeah, and it just like you have debt from your master's.
Yep.
You are a credible, like you have good reasons to make the case that money matters to you more than it matters to most applicants.
And make it matter, because that's going to make the negotiation go better, right? Think about the money you're going to have to pay and feel the feeling of not wanting to do that and then ask.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about $35,000 difference here, right? Like $10,000 per year more that you're going to have to pay, plus the interest for 3 years. Let's call it 35.
Yep.
And you're like, why would you pay 30? Why would you graduate with $35,000 more debt than you will if you go to Pace? And you can just tell them, look, I have this debt from undergrad. I am really, really trying not to go into more debt. I need the best scholarship I can get. I'm inclined to take this offer from Pace. I have other offers that also make Drexel and Brooklyn cheaper than coming here.
Help me.
Yeah, help me, please. Like, these are my concerns. I want to go to your school, but I just don't think I can afford it. And when they start talking about, well, financial aid and you can borrow, I don't want to borrow more money. I've already borrowed money.
Yep.
I need to think about my future. I need to think about my family. And, you know, worst they can say is no.
Yep. Good luck, Sarah, and keep us updated. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.